The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner professional in the studio with my colleague Doug Neal, another certified financial planner, and Craig Montana running the studio for us. And, you know, it seems like every day is, I think, verification of some of the things that you and I, Doug, as financial planners look at, and we say, you know, we are so glad that we emphasize some things as financial planners.
Now, if you've been listening for the last 14 years, you've seen some of this these things happen, which is great because it's strategy. It's what type of things you need to think about, what type of things you need to get done, what type of things can hurt you versus some of them were just kind of an annoyance. There's a difference.
Yeah. Well, there are things, as you're saying, that are temporary. Market swings, for instance, impacts on your 401k, your 403b, other accounts that you may have, savings accounts. Look where interest rates are at the moment.
Yeah.
Woo.
7 years ago, you never would have thought of that.
No. No. I mean, we're generally used to this 4-5% area, 3-4-5.
Well, yeah, even 3% would be.
How about 2 even? But you know, when you're down at zero or barely above that.
0.2 or something.
Yeah. So what do you do in order to increase the yield? The yield. And that is the amount of money you are paid, the interest, if you will.
You're spending money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's your spending money.
Right. So you've been diligent. You've saved up. You're doing great. And then where do you find any money coming in to pay the bills, especially if you're looking at retirement in the next year or two, or you're already in retirement? How do you generate yield? And we're going to take a look at that.
Yeah. And the other part of that is, how much risk do you want to take to produce how much yield you want? You know, if you want 7%, okay, how much risk are you willing to take?
Mm-hmm. And that has a lot to do, of course, with your age group.
That's right? We're running into more and more into, I don't want to take a whole lot of risk.
Yeah. So we look at, in fact, I'm having a conversation again this week with one of my youngest clients, guy just graduating from college, as a matter of fact. And he said, you know, I see what you've been doing. His parents have been my clients for 21 years, maybe. Yeah.
Since he's
21.
Been born.
Yeah. Just about.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And he said, my portfolio is going to look a lot different than theirs. And I said, yes, it is. So there's that conversation of, here's why.
Yeah.
And we still need some growth. Does that mean he needs some dividend paying things in his portfolio too? Yes. And I'll tell you why when we come back. Also, we're going to take a look at getting yield off of things that are tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
And some trust situations.
To me, it's planning situations.
Yep.
A trust where the trustees were on the third successor trustee, and now that one's in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens to the care that needs to be given if the trustee is no longer able to write the checks?
Yeah. What is the beneficiary going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you keep that money flowing for someone, especially if it's like a special needs trust or something, right? So we'll talk about some of these things, tackle these, and of course we always tackle your questions, comments, and concerns during this program. If you want to talk to us right now while we're in the station break, confidentially, just call us at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Books in a Blanket is a local nonprofit organization founded by two girls whose goal is to promote literacy and well-being for children across the Brazos Valley. Books in a Blanket will be having a book drive October 24th from 7 to 2 in collaboration with the Household Hazardous Waste and Computer Collection event at the University Services Complex. Please bring new or used children's books along with any monetary donations to the collection event. Visit booksandablanket.com for more info.
The biggest Halloween party in Washington County is coming to KWHI, and you're invited. Parents and kids at Brenham and Burton Schools, KWHI's annual Halloween party is a safe way to spend Halloween night and win terrific prizes, like a radio control four-wheel drive truck from LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, a super soft mermaid tail snuggle blanket from T3 Truck and Trailer, or an ultra-compact portable phone charger from Brenham Family Dental. Halloween party entry cards are available through the Peach Jar portal on Brenham School's websites and on KWHI.com, where you can print the card or enter online. Some schools and daycares will also have printed cards available. Every card has valuable coupons for you and your family, like a free kids' meal from Applebee's. Other sponsors include Pool Techs, Smile Keepers, and Simply Right Fitness. On Halloween night, listen to KWHI AM 1280 or FM 101.7 and stay by your phone, because we could make you a winner.
Hi, Mike Leonard here from Apple Ford Internet Sales. Have you driven a Ford lately? It's going to be a great year for Ford and Apple Ford. And this year, I've teamed up with Hyundai of Brenham. Now, you don't even have to leave your home or office to check it out. Just log on to appleford.com or give me a call at 836-3659 or email me at fordsales@appleford.com for your price quote on a Ford or a Hyundai. We always have some great deals going on, so go online for the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Visit appleford.com today.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle, living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? Welcome to Performance Health and Wellness, chiropractic care for all walks of life. Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder is part of the elite group of certified chiropractic sports practitioners and is ready to get you feeling your best. Make an appointment today by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the office at 306 East Main Street in Brenham.
Experience, dedication, friendly service, and a love for our business and customers. Schulte Farm Services offers all these qualities and more. Our staff is eager to help you buy one bag of feed or 100. We offer years of experience and will help you in any way. Wholesale pricing on our products assure you're always getting the best deal. Schulte Farm Services knows what it takes to make your ranch successful and your visit one you will feel good about. Come see us 2.5 miles north of Independence on FM 50 or give us a call 979-830-1885.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Hi, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. Hey, we got three offices, by the way. One in Brenham, one in Tomball, and another one in Houston. So we pretty much got the Great Triangle going here. And we are happy to meet with you. We do mask up and, you know, wear gloves or whatever you need. We socially distance. And we are happy to do that, because now more than ever, you need to figure out where you stand and what your possibilities are moving forward. Some of you have some ground to make up.
Mm-hmm.
Others are doing pretty okay, except you're not getting much yield, as we talked about earlier. Yield from your savings, your CDs, right? And what about maybe your investment accounts? Whoa, wow, where do you find yield? How do you get this without going crazy with risk?
Yeah, they get, because you can get high yields, but the chances of some of those defaulting or not paying, there are a lot of real estate investment trusts. I'll elaborate a little bit. Real estate investment trust is a pool, a company that puts together and buys a whole bunch of properties, and then they turn around and they distribute the rental income minus expenses to the shareholders. That's a real estate investment trust.
And generally, these pay pretty doggone well.
Yeah, and they have been historically, but there's different kinds of real estate investment trusts, and this is not the trying to educate you on that one. It's just some of them do the corner stores. They'll buy and sell CVS, Walgreens, whatever, on the corner. Some of them will only do industrial warehouses. Some of them will only do hospital and medical facilities. Some of them will only do office buildings. Well, right now, office buildings are empty and going down.
Mm-hmm.
So the rents are dropping. And so now some of these real estate investment trusts that have been known for paying regular dividends aren't paying them anymore.
Yeah, so you have to really be careful, as with everything.
Yeah, so that's right. The risk factors that you never thought would happen because of this virus. You never thought the people would be working from home. They don't need to off. At the end of the street in our Houston office, there's Marathon Oil.
Yes.
I think they've got 20 floors that are empty.
Yeah. Well, and even just the regular 2 to 3 story places like we're in. A lot of office space is empty in some of those as well.
Correct. So that reduces your yield on your investment.
Mm-hmm.
Buildings are still there. So the underlying investment's there, but you bought them. Usually people buy those because they pay a regular dividend.
So I'm anxious to see over time, actually, how these buildings are repurposed.
Yes.
Because I think we're in this trend now where people realize they don't have to go into the office.
Yeah, I called up yesterday. I think it was I wanted to do some changing the payment plan on our copy machine lease. And I was talking to a person, I heard a dog barking in the background.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they're working. I mean, that's common. That's common on a customer service lines.
Mm-hmm. So again, these changes, how are you positioned on these changes? Is what's really important, because you drive yield with that kind of an investment. All right. That's the idea of it. But what else should you have in your portfolio to make sure that you continue to get a yield that you need to have for growth and or to live off of?
Yeah. Right? See, that's a huge difference. And that's also why you don't all put your eggs in one basket.
Yep.
Because that was a solid, stable type of investment
absolutely.
For years.
Yep.
And now it's not.
So, yes. Do we have backups to the backups? Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We have backups to the backups. I think that, barring something else, and I've been certainly participating in a bunch of different seminars, et cetera, about earnings and the markets in general and where we are now as opposed to the big drop this year earlier. And we're actually pretty much made up for where we were.
Fairly even. Not everybody. It just depends how you're invested, too. But the overall markets are up pretty much to where they were back in February.
Yeah. And the other thing, is that more recently, the markets have moved more toward the positive side because of earnings from companies.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to get a lot of these back. And as you were mentioning just earlier, Doug, some of the earnings are not where they were.
Right. It depends upon the sector.
That's right.
Because some sectors have done gangbusters.
Yeah.
And other ones, like the real estate office buildings, not so good.
Mm-hmm. So you have to be diversified enough. And how do you get that diversification to create a yield? And also, things are looking a little bit better more recently because of stimulus talks. And everybody's saying, you know, we're going to make some movement finally. So we'll see how that turns out. But regardless of those kinds of things, it really points out the need to have a mechanism in what you're invested in that is going to create yield for you. Regardless of whether office buildings are not popular, whether there is
hotels,
this stimulus,
yeah,
or that stimulus, airlines are down, whatever it may be, all right? You need to have enough diversification in there in the right places as much as possible to cover yourself, and that's covering your risk. So one of the things I wanted to talk about a little bit today is the power of dividends paid by companies. And this is dividend income that's been generated for decades. Decades by some companies and by many companies more recently. But the power of dividends in your total overall yield on your portfolio is super important, right? Even if you're not living off the money yet, because they add to your total return on your investment. And this is over the last 50 years or so, going all the way back, in fact, to 1970. And I've got these figures through a couple of large fund companies, Hartford, and then a couple of other also all contributing. Their figures all came out pretty much the same. Going all the way back to 1970, 78% of the total return of the S&P 500 index can be attributed to reinvested dividends. And that is part of the power of compounding. 78% of your return. Wow. Wow. And this is over time. I mean, yes, have there been times when, like during the dot-com thing, when everybody just wanted to buy these crazy stocks that were out there and chasing things? Dividends were not as much of a player there. But for those who bought boring stuff, had it in your portfolio, companies we all know the names of, all right?
Probably driving one.
You're probably driving one of them too, yeah. Or you got some of their products in your cupboard.
That's right.
In the kitchen. You got tires on your car. You got utilities. Mm-hmm. All of these different things paying out here. So if you look at average stock performance over a longer time frame, even from 1930 to 2019, dividend income contribution to total return of the S&P 500 index averaged, this is the average, 42%. And if you look at the performance on a decade-by-decade basis, you see that every single, I mean, if you do it on 10-year periods, man, you know, these are the little, not often widely heralded things, they're not so basic. They're not very sexy.
Yeah, they're not flashy at all. And so I want to buy that stock that like Apple when it was $5. Well, most people don't ever get around to doing stuff like that.
Yeah, because you got to have large enough holdings, basically, to where if something doesn't work out, it's not going to devastate you.
Yeah, so that's in the accumulation phase, and basically you're accumulating money and you let it grow. So there's techniques for that. And reinvesting dividends or buying individual securities and or baskets of securities that pay dividends and reinvest work well over time.
And also I wanted to make, I had a question about this from a client about a week or so ago. And they said, what about some of these investments that pay extremely high dividends? And we're talking 10%, 7%, these things that are called high yield, all right? High yield types of investments. And the problem with these is that many times these are attached to companies that can dramatically unperform, and I mean badly, to the downsides of the stock and the company itself. And we can see this in some segments of the economy today, oil and gas.
Yeah, that's
coming to mind.
Two particular companies that did offshore drilling.
Yep.
They had a steady dividend, a high dividend, for years, and then fracking came, and I think both of them went bankrupt.
Yeah.
And the dividends gone.
Yeah, because they're not required to pay you a dividend.
That's correct.
Not required. So you've got to be careful. Be careful with what you're selecting. If you've got a bunch of these so-called high-yield types of investments, please be aware that that yield can certainly change and change abruptly. And now you've got an income stream problem.
Yes. And now we're not talking about staying away from them completely.
Yeah.
3% and 4% is not flashy for a dividend. But if you can count on it, that's pretty good. Okay. Then maybe supplement that a little bit with a small piece of something that's paying 7, 8, 9%. Because that way, when that one quits paying that 7, 8, 9%, you still got your other solid 3 and 4% money coming in, and you can do something different then.
Yes. So what we do when we create portfolios for people, all right, as most firms do and planners do, we're looking for consistency, consistent payments from companies, and they're usually pretty big ones, that are paying dividends. So you have that compounding dividend rate going on and on over the years, and generating a greater return overall in your portfolio, not just what particular company's shares are selling for right now, mm-hmm. right? This is the underpinning of these firms that is paying stuff off on a regular basis. They're paying that money out to you.
So that's one segment of accumulation is mm-hmm. dividend-paying stocks and reinvesting them. There's other ways to do that.
But this is one that's primary.
Yeah. They're also set a little bit easier than when it comes time to say, okay, start sending me the dividend checks.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so now you can. You have more shares because you've been buying more shares every time they pay the dividend, and the dividend is per share.
But we do, when you need income now, we can turn on the dividend payments mm-hmm. to flow to a client.
As spendable money.
Spendable money.
Yeah.
And we have some that pay out on a monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, and an annual.
Yeah, the annuals tend to be a little bit more on the growth end
mm-hmm.
because it's hard to, most people don't like one dividend check and they have to make it last the whole year.
Yeah. But most of the time it's going to be at least quarterly.
Yeah. Usually quarterly, if not monthly.
Yeah. So this can be done, and it can be done without quite as much risk mm-hmm. as trying to bat one out of the park on a particular individual security you want to pick and hope it does well, and then you know make a killing on it and sell it, right?
Yeah, here's a strategy theme to this one is, yes, you do a piece of this. You get some individual securities that pay good dividends. Then you use some accounts at a basket of funds mm-hmm. that somebody's managing, a money manager's that is designed to pay dividends. Okay, so there's two parts of income coming in. Mm-hmm. Then you got your Social Security coming in, if you have that. If not, then you may be a state or government pension coming in. Then you can also, if you want more money that's, hate to use the word guaranteed, but that's what annuities are for.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a four-pronged approach.
Or more.
And then you've spread out your risk over four different areas.
Yeah, and you're shoring up some things with some guarantees
mm-hmm.
from companies. And then the others are more flexible. Maybe they're not guaranteed underneath. However, if you're dealing with investments in firms that are paying dividends, and they've been around for 150 years or whatever.
You also got some growth potential in that part. Whereas mm-hmm. on the annuity, you usually don't have growth potential.
And it doesn't
or Social
mean
Security.
And it doesn't mean you have no growth. All right?
Right.
So, again, lots of different ways to do things. And I love getting into that. It's like, ooh, wow.
It's putting things together.
Putting together. And that's really part of financial planning. So, if you're coming up on that time where either A, you're going to be needing to increase your monthly payments coming to you. You're thinking about maybe cutting back on your work hours or maybe even retiring at some point. How do you create this money? Or even if you're not there, even in younger people's portfolios, having that steady stream of money coming in and helping offset some of the challenges of maybe a more aggressive portfolio, right, for younger people. But you've still got this underpinning also throwing off money that's pretty reliable. Over time, that's what actually wins the race. So free review, extremely important. Here's our number at the office. You can call us and we'll talk about it and see if there are any changes you might want to consider or not. But how are you sitting today, no matter what your age group and what your goals are? You need to have some consistency. We've all found this out in the last several months, right? So here's our number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. All right, taking a little break here, coming back with more of the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. You want to call us during the break? Private line number for now, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
The Round Top Rifle Association invites everyone to their 9th annual Oktoberfest Saturday, October 24th at the historic Round Top Rifle Hall. There will be kegs and bottled beer straight from Germany, bratwurst, Kessler-style pork chops, German potatoes, sauerkraut, and other mouth-watering sides. Enjoy music until 8 by Offgates, Enziambaum, and the Round Top Brass Band. Tables have been set up to accommodate social distancing, and attendees are encouraged to wear their masks. See you at Oktoberfest this Saturday at 11 in the Round Top Rifle Hall on FM 1457. Entry is free and all are welcome.
I am Don Kester, owner of Don's Appliance. I would like to thank all the people for their business over the past decade. Don's Appliance will continue as before with the addition of a veteran, 30-plus years experienced technician. We will be able to work on the newer products that are on the market today, including most freestanding under-counter ice machines. My promise to you is still fair service and prompt service at a fair price.
Have you been stuck at home spending a lot of quality time with your loved ones? Maybe you noticed you're not picking up on the conversations at the dinner table, or you're having to ask your family to repeat themselves. Even something as simple as constantly getting told to turn the TV down. If this is something that you are experiencing, there is a chance it could be a hearing loss. Call Padgett Hearing Aid Center to schedule a complimentary hearing screening. 979-830-0865 for Brenham, or 512-522-8849 for Bastrop. The service you deserve.
This year's Value Bonanza sales event at WC Tractor in Brenham gives you more ways to save. Choose 0% financing, cash back, and more on select New Holland tractors, hay and forage products, and materials handling equipment. These offers end December 31st, so make a trip to WC Tractor in Brenham today. You get more choices and more savings when you buy during Value Bonanza. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital LLC approval. Standard terms and conditions and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
It's Fightin' Texas Aggie Football all season long here on KWHI. Aggie Football brought to you all season by Brazos Valley Brewery, Citizens State Bank, Herman Hawley, WC Tractor, Tegger Toyota, Kitmore Cabinets, and the Roach Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. Up next for the Aggies, they travel to Arkansas, Halloween night, October 31st, 6:30 kickoff, 5:30 pregame. On your home for Fightin' Texas Aggie Football, KWHI, AM 1280, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
If you're searching for a barbecue joint with family values and great food, look no further than Texas Smoke Pit Barbecue. Come in for exceptional flavor, the most tender brisket around, and wash it all down with their famous brown sugar sweet tea. They offer military discounts and first responders eat free. Texas Smoke Pit Barbecue at 401 North Austin Parkway in Brenham, right off the square. Visit them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at TX Smoke Pit.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Do Hi, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group. I'm Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner. Doug Neal, certified financial planner. Also here in the studio, Craig Montana, playing a little bits and pieces of hits from yesteryear. Yes, indeed. The thing we want to talk about next is another crucial part of financial planning for many, many people, and that is how to make sure that if you're gone, what happens to kids or other people you care about and love, right? If you're not around to help them with making sure their bills get paid, if they're in treatment plans or if they're, you know, institutionalized yep. for some reason, you know, how do you make sure those people are provided for? Yeah, and that's trust. Trust set up and other things too, but let's talk about
this. It's hard to look so forward into the future because this is a long time client family. And I don't remember exactly how it's 20 plus years. I don't remember exactly when, but they had special needs daughter and couldn't take care of herself. And so mom was taking care of her. But then as mom got up into her 80s, she knew she was going to have some kind of care for her daughter because her daughter is really healthy. Just needs 24/7 care. So we got together with a law firm, set up a trust, got the things invested to pay income, and it's been going well. Well, mom died, and so there goes trustee number one. Mm-hmm. Trustee number two was mom's sister, aunt.
So she steps in now to make sure that this money is still flowing to
correct,
the
we've got
special
to pay the,
needs child.
Got to pay the assisted or the nursing home. Got to pay the service that for additional services that the nursing home didn't provide, and so that those checks needed to go out, and so the aunt then became the trustee. Well, after about 6, 7, 8 years. She's got up into her upper 80s and said, I can't do this anymore because mm-hmm. she lived out of town. Special needs daughter lived in Houston. And so it was just too hard. So they found another trustee. I think it was either uncle or cousin. Well, and so he's been doing it for years. And now got a phone call the other day from his daughter, the trustee's daughter. He's in the hospital and he wants to make sure the checks keep flowing for the special needs daughter. And there's no successor trustee after him. Mm. And the daughter who called, I didn't know he had a daughter, so we can't even talk to her.
Yeah.
And so it's like,
she could tell you the story, but you couldn't say, here's what we're going to do and here's the solution.
The solution would be go talk to your dad and get a joint trustee or a successor trustee, somebody that help continue on with this while he's hopefully I don't know what type of shape he's in the hospital. I didn't know he was in the hospital. But if you know whatever paperwork needs to get done, you better get it done quick. Otherwise, you end up going to court now, and who's going to be doing that? Because the daughter lives in a different state.
Yeah.
So now that's a major headache, and there's quite a bit of money involved in this one, mm-hmm. in the trust.
And this child, this special needs individual, who's in her 60s now.
Yeah, she's in her mid-60s.
She's going to be requiring this care for the next 20 years or whatever her lifespan is.
I think her mom lived to 88. And her aunt lived to, in her 90s.
Yeah.
So the genes are there.
So what are the choices now? I mean, can they have a trust company step in and take this over? I guess it's the uncle.
Yeah, the uncle must
can set that up, or maybe there's a
he can add a trust company mm-hmm. that knows how to handle things like this. And there are some out there. We deal with a couple that you have to pay them. I mean, that's more, the uncle wasn't getting paid anything. I mean, very minor, maybe gas or something like that. But trust company, you're talking more dollars to pay. But who's going to take care of it? Because I can't believe the daughter of the uncle who lives in a different state is going to take care of this person in Houston who's older than her by 20, 30, 40 years.
Yeah. And so they need to find a private trust company of some sort.
Correct.
To do that. Is there an attorney who's been handling this also, the estate and this
trust? Well, there is. It's one that it's Bill.
Well, okay, Bill.
Yep. We've been working with him for 35 years. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
His law firm was the original one to set it up, and my guess is that's where we'd go back again if they have to go to court to get anything done.
Yeah.
But that way we can use a private trust company possibly if they're willing to do that. They may not want to spend the money. Maybe there's another family member who wants to do it. I don't know. That they were trying to get us to write the checks, and we can't do that. We manage the investments, but we can't disperse money out of someone else's account to a third party.
Mm-hmm.
They don't allow that. So,
this is long range, though, planning. And I think the underlying point to this is that this is something that you've seen play out over decades here.
Yeah, the planning was done right. Didn't expect it to go to the third trustee,
mm-hmm.
you know, or definitely did not expect it to go to a fourth trustee.
Mm-hmm. But there is somebody in charge, namely you, as the financial planner who initially set this up.
Who knows?
With the really great attorney involved in that.
We know all the moving pieces, mm-hmm. put it that way. That's why you need a relationship with a financial planner or financial planning firm that's got some stability so that when things like this come up, like I say, we know all the moving pieces and the history of everything. So it's a little bit easier we just can't do some things because that's not within our power to do it.
But we know how to get it done, and we have people that we know for many years who do it, and they do it the right way. So that's all part of financial planning, and that's just one end of it. But we do see this more often, and now that we have clients for many years,
mm-hmm.
over time, we're starting to see more and more of this situation.
Yes, it is. It's coming up more and more, and long-term care is the part of it, because the really sad part is when one spouse goes in and needs care like that,
mm-hmm.
the spouse who's outside doesn't need it, spends all they have to take care of the other spouse, and then there's nothing left for them. That's the really sad part.
Yeah. So good planning, absolutely essential. And it's multi-year.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be multi-generational. So, you know, even after 30 years have gone by, does this still work? And what are the backups to the backups?
Yeah. Usually you don't think that far. I never thought we'd get this far. I just never thought that would happen. But that's another reason, I'm going to toot our horn, why you come work with us. We've seen most everything.
Well, we've seen things start, and we've seen them come to fruition.
Right.
Or continuity over many years. And does it work? What does work? What works well? What works with different types of people, family situations, needs of individuals, whether it's like this special mm-hmm. needs individual, or maybe elderly parents or some other thing that's going on. Then we have clients who also have businesses that they own. And so now the succession for that weaves mm-hmm. in with these things. Out here, we have a lot of people who have land that's become far more valuable. Those of you listening to me from Central Texas.
Yeah, we run into
know that.
A lot more of that now because of the property values going up.
Every square inch of ground is going up in price and very highly coveted and valuable. Have you changed anything, or do you need to change anything in your planning? And this is unprecedented. I haven't seen this kind of elevation in price I don't think I've ever seen it
out
here over years and years.
That one and in the family dynamics, because there might be three kids and one of them wants to keep the property and the other two don't.
What do you do?
Yeah.
How do you equalize that? So again, free review, very, very important. And we're glad to sit with you and just go over things. Are you ready? Even if you have set things up in the past with a planner, it's always nice to have fresh eyes take a look. And you may be in perfect shape. That's fine. We hope so. And if you leave, at least you know that, yes, your plan is working. And I like that. And it's like always getting a second opinion on doctors. So free review. We're always happy to help you in any way. Put our learned view scanner on whatever's going on. Here's our number at the office again, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. All right, going to come back with more actual financial news you can use right here on the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. Going to take a little break and continue on. Stay with us.
Washington County and the City of Brenham are offering a free scrap tire collection event in conjunction with BVR and Keep Washington County Beautiful from October 10th to the 24th at the BVR Collection Station at 2009 Old Chapel Hill Road in Brenham. Each household can bring in up to 8 tires. Only 20-inch passenger tires or smaller will be accepted free. We cannot accept off-road tires or pieces of tires. Proof of residency is required, like a utility bill or a driver's license. This event is open to all residents of Washington County, including the cities of Brenham and Burton. It is not for commercial customers. Commercial accounts will be charged normal fees. Help keep Washington County beautiful. Bring your old, unwanted tires to the Scrap Tire Collection event October 10th through the 24th. The collection station is open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5 and Saturday from 8 till 4. This event is funded by the Texas Commission of Environmental Quality through the Brazos Valley Council of Governments. For more information, call 979-922-5958 or go to our Facebook page at BIG Brandon Industrial Group.
Make your property great again with Baker's Ag Service. They've been family-owned and operated for generations here in the Brazos Valley. For over 30 years, they've handled your farm, ranch, home site, and demolition work. They've also handled your excavation services and commercial job site preparation in the Brazos Valley, along with professional and personalized bids for each client. If you need a team, sure to get the job done correctly, quickly, and without any hassle, call Baker's Ag Service at 979-277-4435. Fully insured.
Lots of things are happening in October at the Bluebell Aquatic Center, like them bringing back indoor birthday parties with inflatables. If you're interested in booking a party on Saturday, please give them a call at 979-337-7250 to make your reservation. Also, be sure to join them for a nice swim or water aerobic workout. The Bluebell Aquatic Center continues to work hard to ensure the safest swimming experience possible. Come prepared to swim and book your space online at bbac-signup.cityofbrenham.org.
At Norman's Pharmacy, your health and wellness are their biggest priorities. That's why they're now offering the Good Neighbor Pharmacy Free Multivitamin Program to ensure everyone who visits, from children to seniors, can get what they need to help their bodies grow and thrive. From free chewable children's multivitamins to prenatal, adult, and mature formula multivitamins, each member of your family can receive a free 30-day supply of Good Neighbor Pharmacy vitamins each month. Vitamins are available for pickup at any time at Norman's Pharmacy. Call 836-5264 or stop by 2105 South Day in Brenham.
Hello, everyone. Did you know that Faith Missions Higgins South, located at 2268 South Market, and Higgins North, located at 550 East Bluebell Road, are the best places to shop in Brenham? We've got bargains galore and more, and new items are arriving daily. Easter and spring are right around the corner, so come shop with us and enjoy an incredible shopping experience. Your purchases and donations are what help to keep Faith Missions programs and services helping others. We are so grateful and thankful to our beloved community. Let's all help to keep Brenham strong.
the South Central Texas Cow-Calf Clinic and Trade Show, one of the best beef cattle educational programs in the state, will be held on Friday, October 23rd, beginning at 7:15 a.m. at the Washington County Fairgrounds in the sales facility. Tune in to Friendly Country KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7 from 10 till noon this Friday to catch live broadcasts from the Cow-Calf Clinic. These broadcasts are sponsored in part by Brenham National Bank, WC Tractor, Brenham Produce Company, and Cattleman's Brenham Livestock Auction.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozier work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476. BVR Material is a member of the Washington County Chamber of Commerce.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. We've got a few more minutes in today's edition of our program. We are from Neal Financial Group. That's NEAL Financial. Three offices, Houston, Brenham, and now Tomball. Glad to meet up with you or take your phone call, help you with whatever issues you're going through, financial planning wise, or just, estate, all of these different things. Real estate, how do you divide things? We talked about that just before you went to this last break. You know, you got three kids. One of them wants the ranch. The rest of them could care less. So how do you equalize that?
Yeah, and it's always the one that wants the ranch doesn't have any money to buy the other two.
Yeah, they can't just step up and buy them out. No. So how do you fix that? And there are ways to do it. So free review, extremely important. What about your benefits packages? Even if you're younger, how should you be looking forward and taking advantage of your youth and your long time frame of investing? So free review, no matter what your age group, we're glad to help you. And here is our phone number at the office, 979-836-2903. All right, we've spent part of our morning here on creating yield, money you can build up, spend, live off of, yield from portfolios. Let's turn now with Doug Neal to municipal bonds. And what are those?
Municipal bonds are loan guarantees from municipalities, City of Brenham, Washington County, Harris County, Waller County, state of Texas. They say
different other states.
Different states.
Yeah.
They say that if you loan us $1,000, we promise to pay you X percent for so many years, and at the end of those years, we'll give you back your $1,000.
So they're paying you money. They're basically borrowing from you.
They're borrowing from you. You're the banker.
You're their creditor.
Right. And since it's a municipality, under federal law, they say the interest that the municipality pays is federally income tax free.
So if you have money that you want to get an income stream from, but it's not an IRA, is not 401k money that you're rolling out, or 403b. So you don't have that situation. This is plain old everyday cash that you want to convert into an income stream. And this is what you might, one of the things you might look at.
Yeah, and what gets attractive, if you're in a higher tax bracket, then the tax-free municipal bond interest can be nicer. But what happens, the municipalities pay less interest than the corporate bonds. Corporate bonds you got to pay tax on. Municipal bonds you don't. And that's why the federal government did that, so that the municipalities can borrow it at a cheaper rate. Now, the risk factor, same thing. There's all kinds of, how safe is it to loan money to certain ones? Detroit went bankrupt. So if you had their bonds, you were hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And other places like that. So there's credit ratings and things that do that.
Yeah, there are big services that right. do that.
Mm-hmm. And Moody's Investor Services is one of the bigger ones. They did a survey from 1970 to 2018 about the risk factor, municipals versus corporates. And the universe they looked at included 16,000 bonds.
Wow.
So it's pretty good sample size there. And on the five-year history, a AAA corporate bond, the odds of it going bankrupt is like 0.08%, very little. Municipals, they have a 0% chance on AAAs for the last 5 years, any five-year period from 1970 onward. Same thing on the 10-year history, a corporate AAA bond, the odds of it going bankrupt are 0.78%, less than 1%. Municipals are zero. It gets up to 2.626% 10 years in on a single A rated bond.
Mm-hmm.
There's triple A, double A, single A, triple B. Or BAA. Each mm-hmm. of those have more risk factors, and so they end up paying more income. So if you got a corporate bond that is a A rated bond, the 10-year history, there's a 5.48% chance it's not going to make its payments. Now, that's pretty low in a big scheme of things. That's a corporate bond. A municipal bond, that same time frame, the odds of it not paying is 0.26, less than one quarter, about one quarter of 1% odds of them not paying.
So does this mean you have to do all munis? No.
No, because they don't pay as much.
Yeah.
But they tend to be a little safer, less volatile, but there's no guarantees. That's
right. So there's savings accounts, federally insured. You've got municipals
mm-hmm.
out there, and then you have corporates. You have individual securities. You got all sorts of things. And the secret is, how do you blend this together?
The reason we bring that up is, as we look to the future, this is one of the companies that specialize in muni bonds. The market's going to focus on potential rising tax rates,
mm-hmm.
which is going to boost the demands for municipal tax freeze.
And when that happens, the price goes up, doesn't it?
That's right.
Demand goes up, so does the price.
That's why we're mentioning it, just to put it on your radar.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Just about done today. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to get in touch with Neil Financial, 979-836-2903.
See you here on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neil Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.